Our study this morning is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Jesus teaches the parable of Matthew 20, which we call the parable of the generous landowner, or it may be called the parable of God's generosity. Jesus teaches it to correct a bargaining, haggling spirit exhibited by the disciples, as seen in Peter's question representing the disciples in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 27. "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Basically, Peter is asking, what's in it for us? Merrill Unger says Peter was self-occupied with a bargaining spirit. There was a selfish attitude on the part of Peter and the disciples. What will we get? A selfish, mercenary, bargaining attitude is always out of place when dealing with a generous and gracious God. Bargaining and haggling is fine if you're buying a car or a house, but not when you're dealing with the God of the universe, who is generous and gracious to us. This is one area in which we should never bargain, and that is to bargain with God. To say to Him, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. Or to say, look what I've given up, what will you give to me? We must trust the generosity of God. How do we see God? Is He someone to be bargained with, someone who must be bribed to do us good? Is He someone who must be cajoled to take care of us? Believers today sometimes exhibit a similar bargaining, haggling attitude with God. For example, if you will give me this promotion, this job, this house, this mate, I will do this for you. A bargaining, mercenary attitude is out of place when dealing with a generous, gracious God. As Matthew Henry put it, it honors Christ to trust Him and serve Him and not to bargain with Him. The problem with this bargaining, haggling attitude is that it assumes that God needs to be bribed to be good to us, when the Scripture is clear that God is already good to us. He is gracious to us. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1, we read this, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard." As one commentator said, the owner represents God. The story celebrates His incalculable goodness to His children. Just as surely as they do not deserve it, He has the right to freely bestow it. Early in the morning would be at dawn. The workday began at 6 a.m. and finished at 6 p.m. The landowner himself went out, for there was much work to do, and the owner was anxious to see it done. And as workers became available, they are sent into the fields. We read in verse 2, "He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard." That is, he found some men there in the marketplace who were looking for work. And so they apparently bargained with each other, haggled with each other, and finally agreed to a certain amount of pay for a day's work. They agreed to a denarius, which was the normal daily wage of a laborer or a soldier at that time. Wiersbe puts this into perspective as he says this, "They demanded a contract and insisted on knowing how much they would get." Circle the word agreed. There is bargaining, there is haggling, there is an agreement, a contract. Verse 3 tells us about the third hour. He went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. The third hour would be 9 a.m. But please also note the phrase, "I will pay you whatever is right." There is no contract, no bargaining, no haggling. They trust the landowner to do what is right, to pay them what is right. And we read, so they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, that would be noon and 3 p.m., and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, which would be 5 o'clock, when there was only 1 hour left in the workday, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." Again, no bargaining, no haggling, no contract, just trusting the landowner to do what was right. In verse 8, when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." You can see in that order there's going to be trouble, isn't there? The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Wasn't there haggling? Wasn't there bargaining? Wasn't there a contract? And wasn't there an agreement between us to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" D.A. Carson said this, "It shows that God's great gifts are distributed not because they are earned, but because He is gracious. The principle of merit and ability are set aside so that grace can prevail." What can we learn from this parable? Well, there are several things. I think we need to ask ourselves, do we think that we can put God in our debt somehow? Do we think that we must negotiate with God to bless us with good things? If there's something in our lives that we ought to be doing, shouldn't we be doing it without making a contract, without bargaining with God, without haggling with God? If there's something we should be doing, shouldn't we do it? Should we be using it as leverage to get something from God? The bottom line is this: when we bargain with God, we limit Him. We shouldn't bargain or haggle with God. We should put no conditions on our service, our loyalty, or our faithfulness to Him. We should serve Him unreservedly, joyously, lovingly, and without thought of payment. For our God is gracious and generous and wants to do so much more than we can ask or think. Finally, if we bargain with God, we will be disappointed. We will become critical of Him. We will be dissatisfied. Warren Wiersbe said this, "If you ask God for a contract, you will only rob yourself. For He is generous with His workers. Be faithful to do your job and avoid watching the other workers, and He will deal with you generously. Our Lord, as we come before you this morning in prayer, we thank you that you don't need to be bribed. We don't need to bargain and haggle with you for the good things that you want to give us. Thank you for being a good, gracious, generous God. In Jesus' name.